DeepEnglish.com. Fate or Random Chance? Fluency Booster. Part A. It was the summer of 2001 in a small rural town in northern England when something very remarkable happened. When was it? Was it in the winter? No, it wasn't the winter. It was the summer. It was the summer of 2001. Was it in northern England or southern England? It was in northern England. Was it a big town? No, it wasn't a big town. It was a small town, a small rural town. It was in the country. Did something very normal and boring happen? No, something normal and boring didn't happen. Something remarkable happened. On this day, Laura Buxton was at a party for her grandparents' golden wedding anniversary. What was Laura doing? She was at a party. What kind of party was it? It was a golden wedding anniversary party for her grandparents. Laura seemed to be just an average girl from an average rural town, but something very strange happened that day. She decided to do something silly. Did Laura seem to be a remarkable girl? No, she didn't seem to be a remarkable girl. She seemed to be an average girl. What kind of town was she from? She was from a rural town. Did she decide to do something serious? No, she didn't decide to do something serious. She decided to do something silly. She got a red balloon and wrote, "Please return to Laura Buxton," on one side and her address on the other side. What color was the balloon? It was a red balloon. What did she write on the balloon? She wrote, "Please return to Laura Buxton," on one side and her address on the other. Laura and her friends just thought they were being silly. They thought the balloon would float just a little way down the road and fall to the ground. Were they being silly? Yes, they were being silly. Did Laura and her friends think the balloon would go far? No, they didn't think it would go far. They thought it would float down the road and fall to the ground. But it didn't just go down the road. It floated all the way out of town, into the next town, then further to the next town, and on until it floated to the other side of the country. By the time it finally floated back down, the balloon was 232 kilometers away in the south of England. Did it just go down the road? No, it didn't just go down the road. Did it float to the other side of the country? Yes, it floated to the other side of the country. Did it float to the north of England or the south of England? It floated to the south of England. How far did the balloon go? It went 232 kilometers. It landed in a tree between two houses. A neighbor picked it up and was about to throw it in the trash when he saw the address and message written on the balloon. Laura Buxton? Oh my God, he thought. Did it land between two trees? No, it didn't land between two trees. It landed in a tree between two houses. Who picked it up? A neighbor picked it up. Did he throw it away? No, he didn't throw it away. He was about to throw it away. What did the neighbor think? The neighbor thought, Laura Buxton, oh my God! The little girl who lived next door to him was also named Laura Buxton. He gave the balloon to South England Laura, and she decided to contact the other Laura Buxton in North England. Who lived next door to the neighbor? Another girl named Laura Buxton lived next door to the neighbor. Who did the neighbor give the balloon to? He gave the balloon to South England Laura. What did South England Laura do? She decided to contact North England Laura. North England Laura and South England Laura talked on the phone, and to their surprise, they not only had the same name, but they were also 10 years old. Did the two girls talk over the computer? No, they didn't talk over the computer. They talked over the phone. Why were the two girls surprised? The two girls were surprised because they had the same name and they were the same age.